This is News Talk.
Well, again, no prizes for guessing what's on the front of the papers this morning, all about the shelving of reopening indoor dining and only allowing vaccinated people inside restaurants and all that stuff. I'll just run you through the front pages. The Irish Times: angry backlash from hospitality sector as reopening shelved. It reports that the HSE is raising concerns with the Cabinet about the practicality of the NPHET plans to restrict indoor hospitality to vaccinated people only. And it's understood a small number of senior government politicians did know, according to the Irish Times, over the weekend that NPHET was examining a new vaccine plan for restaurants and pubs, but the vast majority of the Cabinet were caught unawares. I suppose the question would be, who knew? Was it the Taoiseach? Was it the Health Minister? Who knew that NPHET were planning this? Because all the reports say that the rest of the ministers were shocked by this. Now, the Irish Examiner: reopening plan already in jeopardy. So government plans to restrict indoor dining to fully vaccinated people are already in jeopardy, with major legal and ethical obstacles emerging. Senior cabinet ministers have told the Irish Examiner it remains unclear if a system to check whether people are vaccinated is legally possible, whether the industry will cooperate, and if backbenchers would accept such an extreme measure. Senior ministers vented fury at being blindsided by bleak projections from NPHET. The Irish Independent: new scramble to save summer after shock warning from NPHET. Ministers were incensed at being bounced into barring unvaccinated people from eating and drinking indoors. But as the Irish Times says, some ministers certainly did know about this over the weekend. The Irish Daily Mail: summer plunged into chaos. That's its headline there. The Irish Sun: shambolic and unfair. That's the view of publicans who are irate, according to the Irish Sun. The Irish Daily Star: publican enemy number one. Pub owners slam latest ban on reopening to public. And what the Irish Daily Mirror does this morning is just sort of put into context the last 24 hours. So no pints or grub served indoors for several weeks, only fully vaccinated people to be allowed in pubs and restaurants. Government plan blasted as bananas and bonkers. Holy communions and confirmations postponed. And then the Mirror says, and then England knocked Germany out of the Euros. Not sure if that's relevant to the front page, but what the Irish Daily Mirror does say is, at least it's sunny, 24 degrees. Can you imagine if we had to take yesterday's news and it was lashing rain or something like that? At least we did have a little bit of sunshine, although that's cold comfort for some of the businesses out there affected by this. Now, to other news, and the Irish Independent front page tells us that the largest money lender in the state is writing off the debts of all of its borrowers. And this is certainly an unprecedented move. This is Provident. It's shutting down here. So it's decided that anyone who owes it money will have their debts wiped. They have a note on their website saying, we have some good news for you. We've stopped collecting payments. Any remaining balance you have after June 28th is now paid off. Unheard of in this country that a debt agency like that, that a debt collector like that, or a money lender we should call it, is just wiping off all the debts of the people. Now, the Irish Times, very interesting report on comments made by President Higgins. He is really hitting out at what he calls dangerous gambling ads, which he said were causing so much damage to families and individuals. So he has left the Oris, really, for the first time since March 2020 to go on an engagement. And he said his heart had been broken regularly during the pandemic after he saw advert after advert for gambling apps during sports programmes, accompanied by just totally minimal tokenistic invitations to be responsible, and it was not good enough. And when the president speaks, people tend to sit up and listen. So let's see the fallout from that. Good news for you if you can't sleep. And I know a lot of people are early risers who listen to this show and you may have some problems sleeping. Well, the Mail tells us that insomniacs can undo the health damage caused by poor sleep if they go on a brisk walk every day. Obviously, lack of sleep is very bad for you. Research has found, though, that being moderately active appeared to eliminate the harms of insomnia. So that's very positive news indeed. And I suppose also, if you're physically active every day, you might stand more of a chance of getting a good night's sleep as well. Now, flying cars are coming. This is in the Times of London this morning. And it's one of those things, I mean, we all thought we'd be on hoverboards by now, probably. But according to the head of Hyundai in Europe, flying cars will be available within the next 8 years. The company is planning a series of pop-up airports for flying cars, the first in Coventry in the UK in November, and a number of projects to develop the technology are already underway around the world. So this is the future. And this, as I say, the head of Hyundai in Europe is quoted as saying, if you asked me a few years ago, were flying cars something I would see in my lifetime, I wouldn't have believed it, but it's part of our future solution of offering innovative smart mobility solutions. So yes, it will come. Quite surprising, but look up to the sky very, very soon. Final story for you from the Irish Daily Star this morning. Love Island is back. Do you know, it's very interesting. Love Island came back on Monday, and Monday, Tuesday and today, it's all over the Irish papers. There's very, very little, if any, mention in the British papers about Love Island, certainly the ones we get in here. And yet it's all over the Irish papers. I wonder if the Irish are more interested in Love Island than the British. But anyway, the Irish Daily Star says that Love Island's opening night suffered its lowest viewing figures in 4 years. Now, if you were to go on Twitter, you'd think everybody's watching it, but actual viewer figures are quite low. And obviously there's big competition with the Euros and now Wimbledon as well. And the highly anticipated launch night, which was Monday night, failed to meet previous peak figures. Only 2.47 million viewers in the UK tuned in. And if you go back to 2019, that number was 3.3 million. So interesting to see what the reason is for that. If you're watching, feel free to text me 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. We'd love to hear from you here on News Talk about that. Apparently it's all drama already in Love Island. I don't watch it myself, but I will if it starts to get good. The first week I was told you don't really need to watch the first week, just when the drama starts. Anyway,
on 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is News Talk.